with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Yeah, this is a screw up on stage for Kiss in Austria Sunday. This is something they do when they play overseas, okay? They salute the crowd when it's all over with by popping up the Kiss logo, okay? At the end of the concert, you get your Kiss logo covering the video screen, and it's backed by the country's flag. So they played in Austria Sunday night, and they finished the show, and they put up on the screen there the big Kiss logo backed by not the Austrian flag, but the Australian flag.
Oops.
Yeah. And then it says, "We love you, Vienna." But then they got the Australian flag up there on the screen. So some apologies came out there.
Gene Simmons spit some fire at the computer guy.
Yeah. Geddy Lee now talking about how difficult it was to keep Neil Peart's illness a secret.
Neil joined Rush on this date back in 1974.
After the band's 2015 tour, Neil became sick. Of course, eventually died of brain cancer in January of 2020. And Geddy Lee said it was ongoing. He was given 18 months at the most, and it went on 3.5 years. It was a constant flow of us going to see him, giving him support. What his family had to live through was really difficult. It was a lot of back and forth. And when you're in that state, it's very hard to function normally because you can't talk to anybody about it because no one's supposed to know. And so people hear rumblings and they bring things up to you and you deflect it. On one hand, it feels dishonest. But on the other hand, you're being loyal to your friend. So F the dishonesty part, that ends up winning.
Yeah, that's hard to read now that those things have started coming out, and they've talked about it a little bit.
Elvis, the Elvis Presley movie, was one of the poorest performances of Tom Hanks' career, according to the Los Angeles Times. Their headline in the review of that Elvis movie, Tom Hanks strikes out in Elvis, a rare misstep.
They didn't like his Colonel Parker?
I guess, yeah. They just said that wasn't the right character for him. Well, Elvis's childhood home is up for auction. You want to buy it? You can. Because it's in a box right now. Seriously. This is kind of weird. Tupelo, Mississippi.
Are they some Lincoln Logs? What are we talking about?
Tupelo, Mississippi. This house will be going up for auction in August. It's the only childhood home of Elvis's to be auctioned. And the price is going to start between, I don't know, $30,000 and $50,000, it says here.
Some assembly required.
All assembly is required. It's a three-bedroom, 1,260-square-foot home, but you got to put it together because the house was dismantled. But the auction company says it was taken apart meticulously so it could be put back together.
It's all numbered.
And it's being stored in the trailer right now. So when someone buys the house, they're going to get the whole trailer and the design. Why don't you just live in a trailer?
Yeah.
They're going to get the whole trailer, and they're going to get the designs.
Of self-tapping screws.
For putting it back together. They can move it.
And an Allen wrench.
They can move it wherever they want it. Wouldn't that be great? You could have Elvis's house in downtown Seattle. You could have Elvis's house in Chicago. You could have it in North Dakota, wherever you want it. Right now, it's stored in Mississippi. And only the original parts of the home that existed when the Presleys lived there were kept around. The home was carefully taken apart in 2017 under the supervision of Elvis experts. Elvis experts. Keeping a watchful eye on how that house was taken down. So go ahead. You got an extra $30,000 to $50,000. You could have Elvis's house. Put it up in your own backyard.